Experts in South Africa say the surge in COVID-19 infections is the highest they've seen since the start of the pandemic. And they blame the latest and possibly most contagious variant, Omicron.
They warned us that the variants would generally be more transmissible, but most of the time they would be less severe. Today, as we enter the fourth wave with a new variant, we can see confirmation of this warning.
While people from this and other countries in Southern Africa are facing international travel bans, lockdown restrictions in South Africa are at their lowest. The government is instead urging people to get vaccinated. So far, 42% of adults have received a jab.
With hospital admissions mainly dominated by those who are not vaccinated, and young people below the age of 40, most of whom are not vaccinated. At this stage, we can say that even in Gauteng, which accounts for 72 to 80% of the new daily infections, we have not yet reached threatening stages in terms of our hospital capacity and the new hospital admissions.
The government says it has enough resources to deal with the outbreak, even in one of the worst hit provinces, Gauteng. The latest statistics show daily infections are growing. And health workers are also concerned about the high number of children under 5 years old who've been hospitalized.
The phenomenon of young children, younger age groups, as well as pregnant women having increased infection is currently being investigated. We are hoping that in the coming weeks, we'll be able to also give reasons for why this particular cohort of patient is having increased infection.
But officials hope that while the new variant appears highly transmissible, it can be managed.
The government says it will continue door-to-door campaigns and community awareness programs to try to convince people to get a jab. Health experts say the number of people dying from COVID-19 has remained low because of vaccinations. And right now, one in four people tested for COVID-19 in South Africa are recording positive. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.